give me your thoughts on the game. Looks
like the number two ranked team in the country, and tonight we may not look like the number two, maybe the number one team in the country. I take absolutely nothing away from Oklahoma City and Coach Evanston and Coach Trammell. They do an absolute phenomenal, fantastic job. You know, Coach is a great friend of mine from D1 days and recruiting his kids when he was the head coach at Hutch Junior College, from my days of being all over the country at East Carolina and Houston, University of Houston, and everywhere else. But I think we got outplayed in every facet tonight. I think we got outcoached. When you go out and you get out-rebounded by 24, I don't know, especially against a good team, and they are a very good team, you have absolutely very little to no shot of winning the game.
Now, saying that, how many times have you forced 29 turnovers and still lose by double digits?
I don't know that I ever have. But to me, the turnover ratio gets equaled out or neutralized by the rebound margin. We forced 29 turnovers, which is phenomenal, but then when you let somebody out rebound you by 24, and I don't know what the putback points are, but when they get set, you know, because I'm looking at the stats here, you know, I don't know how many points we got off the turnover scenario. I guess it's on here too. Yeah, we get 22 points off our turnovers, or you know, forcing turnovers from them, but they get 20 back on the forced turnovers that we had. So that's a push. So therefore, when you get out rebounded by 24, and they get 20, and they get 15 points out of that on second chance points, then it goes back to where I said a while ago. I mean, you have very little to no shot of winning the game, at least from a statistical standpoint.
Talk about the offense. You guys seem to struggle in Dominique particularly.
I wish I had an answer for it. I really wish I had an answer for it, and that's where I take full responsibility and blame. You know, the thing that goes back, Chris, is that this past week, I thought it had been as good a practice as we've had, especially breaking down, you know, we do our individual work, and I take the post, and Coach Justice takes the guards and does a great job with them, and, you know, I felt like we watched. I felt like we had Duke syndrome of the J.J. Redick syndrome. You know, I think we sit there and we watch Dominique, and then we sit there and watch her and expect her to try to make everything happen, as well as when the ball goes into V or Irving. And, you know, that's not even close of how we played, you know, on Monday night when we had a great win against Southern Naz. So, you know, that's the incredible thing about sports. You just, you know, sometimes you just don't know. And, you know, I guess that makes me even a worse coach. But, you know, right now I don't. I mean, we're going back to work at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll probably only go about an hour and 15 minutes. But we start conference play on Saturday, and, you know, we're going to go back to work and see if we can get the things that we need to get fixed.